We trust that your night's rest was good, and you're bright-eyed, attentive, looking for blessings, hopefully being a blessing. You're a blessing to us already just by being here. So we're going to open up the meeting here with our theme hymn, and that's going to be Great is Thy Faithfulness, 356 in the blue and 363 in the red. 356 blue, 363 red. We've asked Brother Ed Heidelbach to open up our day of fellowship and convention with prayer. Brother Ed.
Our dear, kind, and gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we come before Thy throne of grace at this time to look to Thee for blessing upon this day and guidance and direction, and and pray that our hearts and minds may be open to the lessons that thou hast in store for us this day. And we pray that we may use this to encourage one another, build one another up, and stimulate our fellowship on this wonderful day that thou hast provided for us. Bless all those that are serving and all those that are listening and hearing. Bless those that are unable to be here, and especially those that are on beds of sickness and looking out to thee for need. And we're thankful for knowledge of the truth that we have and the many precious promises that thou hast provided for us to hold on to and increase our faith. And all these things we ask and give thanks in Jesus' dear name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Ed. This morning, we'll ask for love. Now, this is what we normally do in our own class during our devotion time. And why we like to do that in the convention, because sometimes it's done in the testimony meeting, but we would like to have the testimony meeting, not for bringing so much love, although it's not prohibited, but we would like the experiences that can be shared during that time. So we're going to ask, we have two runners in the back. We have Brother Danny and Brother Danny. Take your pick. So, who would like to share love?
I have love from the Central Ohio Associated Bible Service.
And you are?
Oh, I'm Sister Lillian. I'm sorry. I also have special love from Brother George and Sister Laurel Young, Brother Dwayne and Sister Judy Kramer. Oh, yeah, and Brother Ivan and Rosemary Phillips. And I know there's somebody else I'm forgetting.
Okay.
If I remember.
All right. Thank you, Sister Lou Ann. Sister Pam over there.
Sister Pam from Little Oakville Ecclesia, and I bring love from Brother Ed and Sister Gail in Austin, Texas, and Brother Freeman and Sister Sandy Hendricks.
Okay. Very good. Brother Rick there. Sister Joni. Brethren, we're going to start in the back and move this way forward so we don't have.
Sister Joni Bruce from Orlando, Florida area. I have special love from Sister Betty Sims. I talked to her last night, and she was happy to get the love at the convention. And also love from Sister Joyce and Brother Larry Young. And also I spoke with Sister Nancy and Brother Bob Luker from our ecclesia. And they reported that Brother Jimmy Dean is doing pretty well. He's still in the rehab, and he has not been able to get out of bed yet until he sees the doctor on Tuesday for weight bearing, to see how much weight he can bear on his leg. And but he's doing fairly well. They're trying to get him to move around in the bed to keep that leg moving after he got the plate put in. So that's what I'm bringing you today.
Thank you, Sister Joni. We have plenty of opportunity, do we not, for prayer for our brethren as we see the need that comes in. Sister in the back.
Sister Ramona Hill from the Atlanta Ecclesia. I spoke with Brother Bob Gray yesterday from New Brunswick, and he wished his love sent.
Thank you. All the way in the back, Brother Danny M. or Danny H.
I'm Sister Rebecca Armstrong from Chicago. I wanted to see if my aunt brought Brother Bob's love before I raised my hand. I love him because I spoke with him yesterday as well. He was hunting her down.
You know, double. Go ahead.
No, I bring the love for my husband, Brother Sean.
Thank you.
Here today with honey, so
good. Double coverage is better than no coverage at all. That's what I always say. Brother Rick.
Brother Rick Hill, Atlanta. I'm praying the love of Atlanta Bible students, and also from our weeknight studies that we share with Ithaca and a few scattered brethren in there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably get double portions of that.
Thank you, Brother Rick. Someone on this side? Okay, Brother Joe right there.
From Chicago. Love from the Chicago class. Also, Sister Jerry LeBlanc asked to have her love sent, especially this convention.
Thank you, Brother Joe.
Rosemary from Salem, Oregon. I forgot to give Sister Chris and Sister Ollie's love. Rickalunas, you know, from the BSRC. Also, Sister Wanda J. and Margaret Peter Kurlajewski and many others.
Okay, thank you. Others? Sister Beck. Go ahead, and then we'll go to...
Brother Dick Pettivores from Pickle, Ohio. The Trinity of Love and Greetings to the Miami Valley Bible students. And mark your calendar for April next year for Harbor Convention in Pickle.
Plugs are okay, Brother Dick.
Sister Becky Hass from Pickle Ecclesia. And I spoke with my mom and dad this morning, Leon and Barbara Millen, and they wanted to be sure to have their love sent to the convention. And also my son and daughter, Mike and Sarah, wanted their love sent to the convention.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sister Agnes.
Love from Brother James Watkins and Sister Roberta, and also from Brother Homer and Sister Beverly Montague.
Okay, thank you.
New York.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else here is coming up? Yes, Brother Perry.
Yeah, love from Brother Perry from local inclusion. Love from Brother in the Atlanta class, Brother Stanley, Sister Keisha, Sister Marguerite, Sister Betty, all the other brethren are here from there. Let's see, Brother Ron also, and Sister Sharon, and then on Ithaca, many are here, but also love from Sister Helen Jacobs, Brother Cliff Jacobs, Sister Joyce Bateman, Brother Bertram and Sister Olivia Keith, Sister Anita. And also from the noon study, Sister Josephine Wessel, and sometimes a Thursday, Brother David Stein, and also love from Brother Jerry Wessel and Brother Lenny Wessel, Sister Elise Delator, Sister Ellen Roberts, Brother Robert, and Sister Carol Long.
Okay. Are you reading it off a list? Thank you, Brother. Thank you, Brother Perry. Brother John here in front.
Brother John Baker from Muhammad Ecclesia. I'll bring Brother Bob again and Sister Rebecca Gray. Brother and Sister Gail Grabber, Mother loves that, yeah. And also Brother Larry, Sister Debbie McClellan.
Very good. Very good. Any love over here?
Hi.
Brother Don, and then Sister Williams.
Brother Don from Ithaca, and Brother Perry pretty well covered the list. So we wanted to bring a special love from Sister Betty Wall. She's listening in on the phone with us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
And
here, well, go ahead.
And also Sister Tony Kramer from Carlisle. Love from Sister Helen Johnson, and she does appreciate all the prayers of the brethren as she continues on her walk. And remember her August 2nd, she turns 97.
Mm. Okay. Thank you, Sister Tony.
Sister Becky Williams from Muncie Ecclesia, and the love of the other half of our class, Brother Devin Stanton.
Yeah. Very good.
Hello from the Chicago Ecclesia, but also from my parents, Ted and Marcy Martin.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. Well, we had love from Sister Joanne Click also. She wanted to be remembered. Perhaps she's even online. She was yesterday. So, and all those who are online, we know that you would want to send love. So we accept that. So all in favor of returning our love to whom we have opportunity as you go back to your home ecclesias and all. Okay. That's a commission. All right. Thank you, dear brethren. We appreciate
it. How many are online, Brother Jim?
Not yet. But as it comes up, we just...
Well, we got
a few. Okay. We're going to move right along here, and Brother Harry will feed that to me here pretty soon. We're going to have our continue with our morning devotion. We're going to have our morning resolve read by Brother Ed Winsky, the vow by Brother Bill Davis, and the manna by Brother Craig Chamberlain. 24 online right at the moment. 24. All right.
My morning resolve. My earliest I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalms 116:12-14. remembering the divine call. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, Psalms 50, verse 5. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continue the work of sacrificing the flesh in its interest, that I may obtain into the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere towards all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and providential overruling for all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, and all discouragement. I will neither murmur or repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
I bow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully as possible scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with him in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Our manna for July 22nd. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 34, verses 18 and 19. Also, a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Proverbs 24, 16. If at any time we find that we have taken a wrong course which is irretrievable, we may expect it to bring the disappointments as the Lord has foretold. But He may permit it to bring as well some blessings in the way of contrition of heart and humility towards the Lord and greater zeal, watchfulness, and faithfulness for the future. Thus, even some of the blunders of life may become the stepping stones to the higher planes of grace and truth. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. A just man falleth seven times and riseth up again.
Thank you, brothers. Appreciate that. Again, as we normally practice in our class, we always open up for a few comments about the morning text. What does this mean to you today? What is the parallelism between a broken heart and a contrite spirit? Are there any precious promises in here? I'm anxious to hear what you think. What does this mean to you today? Sister Agnes here in front. Get us started off. And then Brother Don.
Yes, Jesus fulfilled his prophecy when he came to John the Baptist to be baptized.
Amen. Okay. All right. Appreciate your thought there. Brother Don.
I'm from Ithaca, New York. And yeah, I just really appreciate here the Lord delivered them out of them all. And that's why we all are here. We've been delivered out of every experience. That's one of the super blessings I always get and think about as we come to a convention and memorial every year, that we've not been sifted, we've been delivered in every experience we've had.
Yeah. And again, we're going to have opportunities to look at our experiences and see how these very texts apply to us, and how is there anything too hard for the Lord. Brother Rick?
I'm Brother Rick Hill from Atlanta. And this text, the second one especially, I think we're all familiar with, a just man falleth seven times. And if we stopped there, we'd be so discouraged. And riseth up again. And he doesn't say that now you're no longer a just man. So it's the getting up again. And from much as I wish I could say it wasn't personal experience, it is. I really don't like that being down in the dirt. Want to get clean as quick as possible. And I know that we all have, because as I look around the room, I see a lot of glowing white robes.
Thank you, Brother.
Brother John Baker, the Muhammad Ecclesia. Brother Jim, I think there's a difference between the broken heart and the contrite spirit. That, you know, the Lord is near to those who are sorrowing, but it's important to go on to contrition, which implies sorrow for our own failings and sins, and generally in the world. But then you're ready for the Lord's direction leading. I mean, it leads on to meekness. I appreciate that development, because the Lord is always there ready to help, but we have to go to Him, you know, realizing our need.
Yeah. It's very important, isn't it? We have to have, if we have a broken heart, what are we going to do? There's action that needs to be put into place. And the action is to have a contrition of heart and going to the Lord for grace to help. Brother Danny in the back there.
Sister Joni from Central Florida. I was thinking about how this applies, as we all know, to the Lord's people, because we are made righteous by the blood of Jesus, and we are only just because of His great sacrifice and His great love for us. So as long as we stay under that robe of righteousness, we remain just, even though we do fall. But he raises us up again when he sees our broken hearts and our willingness and submission to his will, and he forgives and raises us up.
You know, when we think about the companion scripture, I've always appreciated, for thus saith the High and Lofty One, which inhabiteth in eternity. And it goes on and talks about ones who would have a contrition of heart, and how the Lord is anxious to hear and help them out of their dilemma.
Sister Shivers, Sir Ithaca, just in line with what Sister Joni was saying about a just man, that we're still under the Lord's robe, we've not removed it, therefore the Heavenly Father has not forsaken us. He's not sent us out. He's still abiding with us, and helping us rise again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any other comments? Yeah, back there, Brother Craig.
I know the American humorist Will Rogers once said that good judgment comes from experiences, and a lot of those come from bad judgment. And as I look at this, I am really thankful for the last part of the last line, where he says that these blunders become stepping stones to the higher planes of grace and truth. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, that's the only useful purpose of those experiences. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Making good use of our stumblings along. That's what our dear pastor said. At best, we just stumble along sometimes. But what are we going to do? Get up. Seek the Lord's blessing. Cleanse us. Any other comment? Okay. Dear brethren, we appreciate this text today. Yeah, how important it is to apply these things to our own lives and claim them. These are precious promises. Make them living realities in our own heart and mind. Thank you, dear brethren.